welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And if anybody wants to get a personal reading with Sky over the phone or in person, her number is
908-500-1474.
And if you want to get a personal reading from myself, Artie, just call me at 877-ANGEL-02. And also check out my website, artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. And for anybody who wants to get a public mini reading right now or during this next hour is 800-930-2819. Now the topic for this hour is about the energy of money and respecting money. And a lot of people say that they want, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people say they want money, they need money, but yet they have a hard time manifesting it, or they end up giving away more than what they could afford to give away.
Yes.
And, you know, if you give away your resources, you know, you might make a decent living, or you make enough money, however it may come in, whether it be through Social Security, whether it be from your job or whatnot, and you do realistically have enough money to pay for your personal expenses. And as much as you would like to help out other family members or whoever, you can't give away something that you desperately need yourself. And then you always feel impoverished yourself. And that means you're not respecting the energy of money. Or if you're spending more through credit cards of, you know, more than you have, it just doesn't make sense. If you try to buy a car, buy a house, or buy things where, you know, you always wanted it, but you're struggling to maintain it, you don't own that house and car or the possession. It owns you. And so you have to start to respect the energy of money and respect yourself and stop spreading yourself so thin where you could have, you know, a comfortable lifestyle. You don't have to be that kind of stressed out, you know, about money. And the interesting thing, I believe that the number one thing that breaks up marriages, it's not being promiscuous. It is about the energy of money.
Absolutely.
It's about money.
Yes.
People argue about
because
money more than anything else.
Absolutely.
One person's trying to control it. The other person wants to spend it, you know, and, you know, you got to have a common ground.
Yes. That's why early on in my marriage, my husband turned the checkbook over to me and he said, handle it. And that was the best thing he ever did, because I, believe it or not, even though I'm a woman and women have the
urges to spend
and the bad rap of spending, I save. I'm a saver. I really am. I really am a saver. I'm blessed with all the affirmations that I've put out there for my husband to be successful and for myself to be successful. And we are. And to me, success does not mean we are in abundances of money. We are not.
Comfortable.
We are comfortable. We are comfortable. We allow for helping others.
Incidences,
but not to the
whatever.
Incidences that happen. We do have like a little nest egg saved for our future. I have a nice house and I'm satisfied, but there are people out there. Oh, and another big thing, early on in my marriage, my husband wanted to get a lot of credit. So therefore he applied to every credit card you could find. And that began to get us into trouble. And I knew that. So my husband and I together clipped all of our credit cards, and I keep one card, and that's for God forbid I have to rent a car or rent a hotel room, one credit card, folks, and you pay it and that's the end of it, because credit cards will sink you like a rock. The average credit card, if you have $10,000 on that average credit card, it will take you 20 years to pay it off with the interest. Do you know that?
Say that again.
A credit card with $10,000 on it will take you 20 years to pay it off.
Well, that's if you just pay just the minimal.
Yeah, and most people do.
Right, and they just want to give you the minimal, so it's like not a big deal. And this is how the credit cards make their money, because a huge portion of the minimal is just interest. It doesn't go to the principal.
Correct.
So if the minimal, say, is $50 for the month and you have $10,000, trust me, I think it's about $35, $40 of it is interest and
that's
the rest.
Right.
So that's why you need to pay above and beyond, so it goes right to the principal.
Absolutely. So my husband and I cut up our credit cards and we said like this: if we cannot afford it, we'll save for it. And it doesn't matter how long it takes. If we save for it, it'll be all the more special. So that's what we do, and that's how we base our life. And I'm not a very materialistic person. And it's funny because I, by profession, I am an interior designer. So now I don't know if that's just soured me on people who have to have the finest of everything and have to have everything in place and have to have this, that, and the other thing because it's a status symbol. Because a lot of people that I worked for, the reason they hire an interior designer is for status.
Well, it's not just because they have crappy taste.
Well, some of them do, but you know, I know the difference. If somebody comes in here, if somebody calls me and wants to know, I'm going to hire you to do my color schemes. Okay.
Oh, P.S. The name of her business was called Status Interior Design. I'm only kidding.
Actually, no. When somebody calls me up and they want their home interior designed, most of the time when they give me the entire job, it's because of status. And they'll give me an astronomical budget. Some people just moved into a nice home and they have no sense of color or direction. And those are the kind of people that'll tell me, we're going to do this in steps. Now, there's a difference.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, 9 out of 10 people do it for status. Like they'll give me an astronomical, like $200,000 budget, and they'll have nothing in the house and they'll say, you know, work your magic. But the ones that say to me, I have this couch and I have to, you know, figure out a color scheme for my living room. And those are the people who do it because they're just senseless when it comes to color and decor. So I don't mean it that way, but it just came out.
So once they give her $200,000, she goes to IKEA and pockets the difference.
No,
I'm only kidding.
No. So anyway, and the people that, you know, do have that kind of money and that they do give me these astronomical amounts of money to decorate their home, you better know it. It better be good. It better be good.
She goes to expensive estate sales.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, you know, you want to don't laugh. Cause you
no, they are. They give away like incredible designer stuff for next to nothing.
I had a storage locker full because every time there was a state sale, I would go to estate sales and I would buy these one of a kind pieces and I would just store them till I needed them. And believe me, folks, you get them for almost nothing and you can charge a lot for them because they're so valuable. In fact, I kept a table that I have in my living room it's from a single designer who actually has passed on since, and there's not another one like it. Okay? And I'll show you the
those
table.
Those are the expensive. Those are the expensive ones. Yeah.
But I was able, because of my profession, I was able to catch that. And there's a few pieces that I do have around my house like that. However, I paid next to nothing for them, and their value is extraordinary at this point.
One of the greatest stories I heard was about somebody who bought a little nothing of a picture.
Oh, yeah. All
right,
at a garage sale
For a dollar, and just thought nothing, literally paid a dollar. And when they took it apart to reframe it, one of the original prints of the Declaration of Independence was in there.
That's right.
And they got $1 million for it.
They should have gotten more, actually.
Yeah, they got $1 million for it.
That's right. I heard that story.
Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing.
I have had finds like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't sell those finds. I keep them. Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
But anyway, you know, the value of money is important. But you know what, guys? You really shouldn't. You shouldn't let it rule your lives. Okay? Because then you become so unhappy.
I want to give a tremendous tip for everybody who has a mortgage on their house. And this is a 100% fact, and you could even check with any bank. When you have a 30-year mortgage, if you just add one extra payment
per year
towards your house, just one extra payment per year towards your house, you will cut a 30-year mortgage down to about 18 to 20 years.
You're right.
You'll only have to, and you're cutting out 10 years worth of interest.
You're right. Absolutely.
So it is 100% worth it. If you can go that little extra distance, you are going to save yourself tons of money.
And you know, folks, he's absolutely right. And I want to tell you one other thing. On your mortgage certificate, that not the mortgage, when you get your statement for your mortgage company, don't think it's, let's say your principal tax interest and all that is $2,000 a month. Just look at the part where it says principal and pay the principal, mm-hmm. not the extra interest, and not make that whole entire payment, just the principal payment. And with that, we have to go to a break, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
WPLQ. I should've known better with a girl like you, that I would love everything that you do, and I do. Hey, 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 and I do. Whoa, whoa, I never realized what a kiss could be. This could only happen to me. Can't you see? Can't you see? That when I tell you that I love you, oh, you're gonna say you love me too.
Everybody, and we have to thank the Beatles for coming into studio with us.
Yes, they're
to
amazing.
Sing that song for you.
They haven't changed
that
a bit.
They sound exactly the same.
Really?
That's how good they are.
Thanks you for know, that great music, Brian. It's good.
You know, when Paul McCartney performs, he still like pounds out like three, 4 hours shows, like one after another, and his voice is still amazing, and he's like 70-something years
old
or whatever.
You know why?
He's
because
amazing.
He has trained his body and his voice to do that all these years.
And he's got like – he's a
Beatle. What do you expect?
He is – can you imagine seriously being a part of one of the most successful bands of all time? I mean, what a gift to humanity that is.
A leader. Because they changed the whole music scene.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What a huge difference.
They changed the whole music scene.
So as far as the topic that we were talking about. Now, wait, before I even start talking about the topic, if anybody wants to call in to get a reading from Sky and I right now, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And we'll be happy to give you the insights on whether you should stay or go, or whether you should get that job, or whether you should stay home.
Or if you're feeling better, what's going to happen? And
are your kids still stealing from you? Should you kick them out?
Right. So our topic is money. And do we put a lot of importance on our money? Do we let it change our lives?
Absolutely. You know, it really stinks because, you know, of course, the humble thing to say about money, well, money isn't everything. Unfortunately, money is a huge, major, major factor of life. It just is.
And I think that's so damn sad.
It is sad. And that's where society around the whole world takes it. Everything is based
on money.
On money, whether you have it or not.
So you have to realize, folks, that wars are based on money. As soon as our economy goes south, we start a war.
Right.
As soon as we lose trade or we lose the ability to manufacture, we need money. How does this country get money? We go to war.
Yeah.
So money is the root of all evil. And you can't live without it because we are so programmed.
Right. Money is a blessing. Money will, you know, is, you know, money could 100% bring it to your highest high
and
it could bring
low.
It to your lowest low. Because even when people pray to win the lottery, a lot of times you're going to see who your true friends and family are because it's going to change everybody. And not that I would say to be afraid of it. I mean, I really do wish that I was one of those lucky people to have that immense amount of money. And, you know, and just, you know, make sure that there's enough for yourself.
You know what I
think? And then just take a portion of it.
I just think you're looking for not immense amounts of money, but enough money to keep you where you don't have to do your other business and you could devote the rest of your life to our business together.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the type of guy, yes, you want to be stable in your future and not have to worry about money, but yet your heart belongs to mediumship and psychicness. So you want enough money that'll take you through your life comfortably and devote your life to mediumship and to psychic abilities as I myself would love.
Yeah, I want enough money to have a nice home.
Yeah.
I want a nice enough money where I could just travel anywhere around the world and not worry about money. And also, you know, to donate consistent. Well, I donate right now.
You do, I know.
You know, and you want to know something. When you make it a part of your life to donate to any cause, and it could be $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever it is. And if you're lucky enough or fortunate enough to donate $1,000+, whatever it is, you are very blessed to be put in a position where you could share some of your proceeds of what God has given you through your business or whatever, but just be reassured that money will come to you in stronger and stronger amounts. And it really will by you having an open heart. You're not losing by donating to other people. You're actually gaining.
Yes.
And you're investing in the universe. You're investing in your soul. And it really does make a huge difference. When you make a huge difference in other people's lives, you're making a difference in your life for the better.
Yeah.
You know?
It
but
is.
Again, there is a balance to everything.
Well, I make sure that I absolutely donate to the Siegel Children Foundation every month.
Her kids, she's talking about, she's saying, what foundation? People are running down. What's the number of that foundation? 900-908-500-1474.
No, 1-800 help poor Sky.
Somebody help me. And everybody else is saying, yeah, put my number
right
in there too.
Exactly.
And they're laughing. They're saying, oh my God, I can't believe you just said that.
It's the truth because people of my generation, all we do is help out our kids. It's like ridiculous. And, you know, they get this sense of, now you have to help me.
Yeah.
And we did it to ourselves.
Right. What
entitlement.
Happened? Yeah. When you start giving too much money to certain family members or friends on a consistent basis, it goes from appreciation to feeling entitled.
Yes.
And that is such a, I don't know, a downer. That's not the word I wanted to use.
Sucky feeling.
Yeah. It's such disrespect to the person who is being kind enough to give to whoever, whatever. And, you know, I feel like, you know, everybody should put in their fair share. And just because you might be in a position where you can comfortably help out others, they might not be able to financially give back to you or whatever, not that you need it. But so long as they show appreciation
right.
in some other way
right.
to maybe bring over a meal, help clean your house,
How
help you
just
move something,
be kind when you
just
talk.
To be kind or, you know, just to show some sort of appreciation or acknowledgement or a thank you card or
yes.
something, you know, would be greatly appreciated. But you have to remember that even God stops giving to those who stop appreciating him,
yes,
or her, however you want to, way you want to look at God. And it's very important to show appreciation. And, you know, all of a sudden,
that's how I begin my day every day.
Yeah, by showing thanks.
By, by saying, thank you. Thank you for letting me open my eyes. Thank you for giving me all I've got. Thank you for watching over my children. Thank you. You know, I am in tremendous appreciation, and that's not a lie. That's from my heart. Tremendous appreciation for everything. And my life hasn't been so easy. My life has been pretty tough. You know, I wasn't born into money. I wasn't, you know, married into money. Whatever we have, we made ourselves, and nobody helped us. So, you know, we've been through the roads of struggle and the roads of success. We've been through the roads of loss in horrible ways, and the road of gain too.
Yeah, Sky and her husband, they made it all. They lost it all.
Yep.
They made it all, lost it all, and now they're back into making it all again. And let me tell you something. I feel sorry for everybody who has sold their soul for the sake of money, whether it be staying at a rotten job that they can't stand,
yes,
staying in a relationship based on security because of the money, and they're just not happy. And it really stinks. And a lot of times people feel very stuck in their relationship because of the kids or because of health or because of benefits, whatever it is. But, you know, it's a shame. But fortunately and unfortunately, money rules.
Yes.
And you know how they say money talks and BS walks.
Right.
And that's just so true. Unfortunately. So, all right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-8255. 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Still don't know what I was waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test. Change, yeah.
Turn and face the strain.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers and Money, Money, and Mo Money.
Just read here, baby.
That's what I'm talking about. You want to know something, and always remember also that when you go to these churches, it's very contradicting because they do need money to survive, and they're always asking for donations. And, you know, like I've said this before, you know, when the churches or temples or anybody who says, if you want us to marry you, if you want us to bury you, if you want us to communion you, whatever, you have to, they put the word have to donate X amount of dollars. It's no longer a donation when you put the word have to. This is what they're charging you. This is what they say.
Do you know that I paid for Jennifer to get married by a priest in a church, $750.
Wow.
Which is her birthright as a Catholic. I thought that was very sacrilegious. I really did.
Yeah.
But, and then she paid for an organist. And I thought it was just wrong. I mean, if you want to make a donation because it's the time, it's the lights, it's in no air conditioning, by the way, and it was right in the middle of July. And when I tell you hot, it was beyond hot in that church. And, you know, I understand that the parish needs money to help the poor. And I do understand all the things that go with that, that money can help them. But when, like Artie says, when it becomes a fee and not a donation, that's where I have a problem. Because how do you know that that person who has a birthright to be married by a Catholic priest who has served all of their sacraments, how do you charge for a sacrament? That's not right. It's just not right.
It's very contradicting.
Yes.
It really is. You know, there's a cute little joke where there is a priest who goes in front of his congregation and as he preaches about how the church needs money and how he only humbly makes $25,000-$30,000 a year. And if you could please find it within your hearts to donate as much as you can, the church is greatly appreciated. And then the nuns go up there and they said, yes, if you could please donate to the church, we make a very minimal salary, maybe $10,000-$15,000 a year, and you know, we work on very low scale income, and it's just, you know, it's just very hard for us to live under these circumstances. And so the organist, the pianist of the of the church, you know, went and to speak, mm-hmm. and he says, I just want you to know that because I play the piano so well and I play the organ so well, and the parish is nice enough to pay me $100,000 a year. I just want to say there's no business like show business.
I know. Oh, help me, somebody.
You know what? But it's
You're
the truth.
Right. It is the truth.
It's the truth. But entertainment,
yeah,
you know, and sports figures,
I want to tell you,
they make
something.
The major big bucks. We got our priorities all screwed up.
When a ball player makes $175 million for a year, and he's not a doctor, he's a ball player, there's something going on out there that we are not aware of.
That's right. I want to get on the gravy train. That's what I'm talking about.
Hola.
You know, so, yeah, it's just priorities are screwed up. So, you know what? life is not fair. It's as simple as that. And so the bottom line is life is a game and you just have to play it to your advantage. And you don't have to play yourself and live your life as a victim.
Right.
You need to take control of your life and put yourself in a position so that you can call the shots.
Now, there's a lot of people that are very satisfied with having a modest home,
yes,
modest car,
absolutely,
modest surroundings,
and there's nothing
and
wrong with
that. And they have a lot of time on their hands to do the things that they like, and that is wonderful. I think those people have got it really sewn up. I really do.
Right, because a lot of people are about having a nice home, having, you know, it's about family. It's about having a car that works, you know, or a couple of cars in the family that works.
Maybe a recreational vehicle because they have time on their hands.
And a lot of people invest a lot of money into their kids as far as their education, which is very good.
Yes.
You know, so you don't need to have
a lot
of money.
Right.
Sky and I, on the other hand, we wish to have a very lavish lifestyle, and we make no bones about it,
yes,
because this is our personal desire.
And that's, we're still waiting for it.
And we're still waiting for it, right. But
it's not going to bring us down.
Right, right.
We're not going to focus our whole entire happiness on not having exactly what we want at this exact moment, because we know it's coming.
The beautiful thing is, if you really love what you are doing for a living, the money will naturally come to you.
Yes.
If you're doing a job just for the money's sake of it, trust me, you're not going to be a happy person. Or a lot of people are slaves to their job because they keep up this demand with about making numbers. And the money is just, it's almost like it's worthless. I mean, whether you make 2 million, 3 million, 5 million, you know, after a certain while, it's just another number.
Right. You lose respect for it.
You lose respect for money.
And it's a sin, and it also makes you lose the value of money.
Yes, yes,
really.
Right,
and if you work, guys, I think even what Artie's trying to say too is, if you love your job, you never work a day in your life, because I can say that to you, being on both sides of the fence. When I was doing my interior designing work, I worked for a living, and you know what? I worked, and to me, it was a job. When I do my mediumship, I love it so much that I could work 7 days a week and feel as though I've never worked a minute. You know, and that's where my calling is, and that's where I need to be, and that's where I am right now. I may not, you know, have millions of dollars at this moment, but eventually, if that is God's will, and I put my affirmations out there loud and clear, then someday I will get what my heart desires, as well as not even work. Because when I do my mediumship and my psychic work, I never feel as though I'm working. I always feel like I'm under the angel's wings, and I am so happy.
Now, I just want to throw a little twist to what Sky said. You know, it's within your affirmations and what you feel you believe of what you deserve. And so what I'm going to say in regards to your own personal life, that God's will is your will.
Yes.
And if you want something that bad enough, then God will help you provide for that. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with wanting the best of the best or the most of the most. And, you know, unfortunately, if you keep on playing the same game where you're struggling to make bills, or, you know, your credit cards are sky high or everything's out of control, all right, now you have to start cutting back on your expenses, and then you need to start working a little more, physically add on more hours. And this is the part of sacrifice, if it means to give you you know, that peace of mind. And you can't give to your kids as much as you would like, even though you would like to see them in certain programs, but it gets very, very difficult. And, you know, you want your kids to be a part of society and all this other stuff, but also everything has a balance on what you could afford. And again, it's very important for you to balance out the flow of activities and what's important. But you know, if you're going to put heavy in one area, something's got to give. But to try to just put out money and put out money and put out money to every little thing of what's going on around you, it's a killer. And it's a shame that these programs, these sport programs or after-school activity programs,
they're insane.
They're insane, expensive as hell. The pictures are expensive as hell, and it's ridiculous. And, you know, and these parents, you know, for these parents who have like 3+ more kids,
it's
and
terrible.
You got to do it for everybody.
But we've got to take a break now.
That's right.
Hold that thought, and we'll be right back after this break.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, and rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is coming up right around the corner on October 24th from 10:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. with free admission located at the North Seattle Community College in the Conference Center. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. You won't want to miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org and we'll see you there.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Everybody, welcome back to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me.
If anybody wants a private reading, an amazing private reading of mediumship or psychic, and you want to speak with Sky, give her a call at 908-500-1474. 908 800-500-1474. If anyone wants a reading with myself, call me at 877-ANGEL-02. And we'll tell it like it is.
Yes, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Hallelujah.
And you get a recording with that too.
Yes, you do.
You want to know something? Whenever somebody says, oh, you can't record, or I don't record, to me, that instantly tells me that that person's afraid to be wrong.
Yeah.
They're afraid of what they said.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they don't want you to have a memory.
Yes.
So anytime a reader puts limitations on, oh, you can't do that, or, oh, you can't do this, or, oh, no, no, spirit only likes, that's their own self-limiting beliefs.
They're not strong in their faith
and what they have to say, where they can't be recorded. And I put myself out there. I'll never forget. I was nervous about it because I just started. And I said, you know what? Let me record it. But I wanted to be true to my own words.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there are times where, no, you know, you're not 100% all the time. But at the same token, so long as you're right most of the times, because even the greatest psychics and mediums of all times.
He's right about this.
Of all times is 80%.
89%, they say.
89? I heard
89%. 80.
I thought, what's his name? Tony Stockwell said 80%. I'm almost positive he said 80%. And he's pretty top notch himself. However,
He's great.
He's fantastic. He really is.
He's got some personality.
Oh, I got to tell you something funny. So
we missed his other class, by the way.
I know.
Sick.
I know.
I'm so good.
There's another one coming up, though. I got to let you know. Our friend Anthony was telling me. I got to let you
know. Let's join now so we don't forget.
Hold on a second. Oh, no. About, and we could say this because we're big fans of her. Doreen Virtue, you could sign up to be a specific, she could be your mentor for a year.
Really?
Yeah. And it's like, I think.
You know how I am with the angels.
Yeah.
They're my buddies.
Yeah, and once a month, she'll go on with you, Skype once a month. Not Doreen Virtue, I apologize, Lisa Williams. No,
it's Lisa Williams. Lisa's my girl, I love her.
Yeah,
she is such a love, really.
I think it's $3,600 for the year.
She's loved it. Let me tell you something about this girl.
So for those of you who want to become you know, if you're really into mediumship, you know, check online.
She's so honest and she's got such a beautiful gift.
And a beautiful personality.
Oh, really? She has gone through so much hardship in her life. She has had bad marriages, all kinds of hardships. I mean, and she's such an honest person. And she had a show on a couple of years ago, right after my son passed away, and she really helped me out a lot too. But the point I want to make with Lisa Williams is she, on her program, as she's going to her next sitter's house, her next client to read, she always says, I'm so nervous. What if I don't get anything? What if spirit doesn't come? I mean, she's such a down to earth. And these are the questions and these are the things that we say to ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Artie, what if things don't come to me? What happens? And bingo, as soon as we get the person, they're right there. But we're human. We're absolutely human. And the reason we're so intent on that and we say that is because we want to give you our 1,000,000,000% truth. So, you know, people that don't care about, you know, giving you the truth and just make up stories as they go that sound cute, those are people who don't really care that whatever comes out of their mouth is important. They don't worry like we worry. Oh, my God, we're going to go to a show. Oh, my God, what if somebody doesn't come? Oh, my God, what will I do? I'd have to stand there like a complete moron because I would not lie. And neither would Artie. I know him well enough to know that.
You want to say, there are times where people might ask me a question and, you know, somebody was asking me a simple question and I wanted to give them the answer. And they said, you know, will this guy come back into my life? And when I was answering her, they said, I want to know when. And I wasn't getting the time frame of when.
That's right.
I kept on getting what she needs to do to help herself.
Well, that's typical.
And to also give him time to, you know, recapture himself of whatever the circumstances was within their relationship. And all she wanted to know, I just need to know when. And I just said, he's capable of coming back in the near future, but a lot of it, they still needed work to be done. It wasn't a guarantee
right.
that this was going to happen. And I said, but all, you know, and I gave her solid, specific yes. answers to everything else dancing around the situation. And she says, but I just want to know when is he going to come back or when? And I just said,
doesn't work that
I
way.
Said, well, some once in a while you could pull it out. And I just was not getting the answer of a specific time. Mm-hmm. And so I was being true to the truth. And I just told her what she needed to do.
And that's what my point is. When I say spirit is true to whatever the person needs, she didn't need to know what the time frame was. Because at that particular moment, there is no time frame because it's up to her. She has free will. So if she would have done the things that you said for her to do, which was the message from her angels or her spirits, and she didn't listen.
Now, a lot of times when somebody builds themselves up, they want the person, they want the person, they want the person. But so during that time, while that other person is not available for whatever reason, whether they're out of the country or they're still in their relationship. But the thing is, while you're taking time out to build your own self-esteem up and self up, by the time they're ready, you might not even want that person
exactly.
anymore.
Exactly.
All of a sudden, somebody else is going to come into the picture that fits your emotional needs or what more you're looking for.
Exactly.
And you look at that person from a different point of view.
Right.
Now, there's still a good chance that you still might draw that person into your life. It still might be happening. But at that time, like I said, after you grow as an individual person, you know, your priorities might change.
Them.
You outgrow them or you outgrow the situation.
Exactly.
So you can't always just get what you want in the moment.
Exactly.
So you don't want to become codependent on anybody. That's probably the worst thing that you could do when you become obsessive over somebody or something.
Right.
Or like I said, codependent. It's a terrible, terrible feeling because that's a sign of vulnerability and weakness.
Weakness,
yeah. And you want to be as self-sufficient and as strong as possible. That is your ultimate, ultimate goal in life.
Right. And getting back to what the original topic was, we can't always be right on target. Spirit is 1,000% right all the time. Where the trouble comes in is the way we interpret. Every good medium has their good days and their bad days. And thank God, you know, we...
On the most part,
on
we're
the
pretty
worst,
much...
Oh, yeah, on the most part, we're right on. But this is my point. We have built up a vocabulary between us and spirit. So when they show us images or when they show us things in our mind, we know exactly what that means. And that has come through trial and error.
Right, because there are times where they might send us a message and we're not getting their interpretation. So we're allowed to ask, can you please reinterpret? Can you
yes.
please show me or tell me in a different way? We have to wrap up.
Okay. Wrap up.
Yeah,
are
we have
kidding?
To wrap up the show.
I have a great scenario for that story of that
we
what
have,
happened to me.
You're going to have to wait because we literally have 1 minute. This
is
it.
All right.
To wrap. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We'll have to remember.
I will remember.
All right, everybody, from my mouth to God's ears. Thank you very, very much for joining us. And again, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you with all the love, happiness, prosperity, and good health for you and your family. And don't ever stop asking God, the Holy Spirit, and the angels for help. They're always, always there to help you.
Ditto, folks. We love you and we appreciate you guys always joining us on Thursdays.
And we wish you all the best, always.
We certainly do. Bye for this week. We love you.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.